one American at a time.
America tonight, as we head into yet another weekend. Would you believe that it's the end of September already? Where did it all go? And what was September all about when it comes to 2012? A lot. A whole lot of debating. So we've got a wrap up of what went down in September and what to look forward to as we roll into October. Also, part of this show coming up around the bend, our conversation with DeBuda. We'll pick through week four in the NFL. Boy, it's been a very, very strange football season. In one sense, it's been an exciting start to a season that almost was toast. And in another sense, you can't pick out any patterns. So with so many people in America playing fantasy football and in various pools and whatnot, I cannot imagine that at this point very many people are running away with it. I could be wrong, especially fantasy. It depends on how those drafts went. Also, we've got our straw poll going on. And so far, Ron Paul is leading. I said, you know, if all the states are doing them, or some of the states are doing them anyway, a handful already through Iowa, for example. And last week we were talking about Michigan and Florida, and Herman Cain really riding the momentum of what happened in Florida. He won that straw poll, and it's a very small sampling, of course, so we decided we would do our own. It's the end of week one, and in our last hour, I will give you a recap of all of the numbers from the first week. We'll continue to do it week two and week three as well. You can call in at any time and tell me who you think you would vote for, who you would vote for if you had to vote now. The digits, of course, 800-259-5791, or shoot me an email. It's easy. Go to the website, americatonight.net, and simply click on the email, and you are in. And thanks to everybody who's been participating in this. A lot of people jumping on the straw poll action of America Tonight. And we will check the emails before we skedaddle from this hour. So I'll give you at least a little bit of an update there because many of you hit that hard in the last couple of days. Speaking of polls that count, the Fox poll, you know, we keep talking about CNN and CBS and NBC, and they usually partner up with somebody else and Reuters. Well, in the Fox poll, Romney leads and Herman McCain is third. In that particular sampling of people, I'm sure you're not shocked by this, they focused on just Republicans. You know, how would Republicans go? And you had Governor Rick Perry from Texas slipping to second place. He had 19%. That's 10 percentage points from a month ago. And this was, as predicted, what might happen here. Romney, 23%. So he was first, then you had Rick Perry, and then you had Herm Cain, who was certainly forging ahead a little bit. Like I said, riding the crest of the momentum from the debate in Orlando last week and all the media attention that he's been getting all of a sudden and how long that continues. I mean, who knows? But certainly from Tampa, which is where the convention will be, we are a very long, long way away from that. No question about it. And what about Michelle Bachmann? You know, in the beginning of this thing, Michelle Bachmann was talked about a ton. And it's not like she's quiet. It's not like she hasn't thrown out some controversial raw meat to the media masses. She certainly has. But she got just 3% in the Fox poll. So in late August, she had 8% of the Republican primary voters, but her ultimate high, the beginning of the summer was good for her. She had 15 in July. And, you know, Newt Gingrich I don't understand why the former House Speaker is even in this thing at this point. I mean, maybe I'm answering my own question because look what happened with Cain and he moved up and that can change around. But I don't see, does anyone out there in America see Gingrich getting this nomination? I mean, whether you like him or not, do you really see him doing this? And how much money do you spend with these PACs and raising money and going around and, of course, speaking and holding these fundraisers, these dinners, etc.? I mean, at some point, don't you want to cut loose? And he's a guy who's had some success in writing, certainly being a pundit, all that sort of stuff. And I don't know. I think he's always eyeballed the presidency, so probably figures, you know what, I'm just going to stay on this course. By the way, of the people surveyed in the Fox deal, 63% said they are happy with the current crop of Republican candidates. Yeah. Among all voters, Democratic President Barack Obama still leads, though, the Republican hopefuls, topping Mitt Romney by just 3 points and Perry by 8. This was the Fox deal, and Barack Obama came in number one, barely, but still came in on top. This is getting very, very interesting, really interesting, I think. And it's just another one in the, as I said, in the road to so many that will keep be churned out every single week. We'll see another one and then another one and, of course, another one after that. By the way, here's a big fat update for you right off the top because we've talked about health care and, of course, the challenge with the Supreme Court. 26 states, I was counting this today, and my math has gotten better, believe it or not, since I left school. 26 states are appealing to the Supreme Court to stop the current health care system that is being rolled out. You know, the individual mandate that's going to kick in, all that sort of stuff. And a small business group also was part of that, all challenging, go to the Supreme Court, looking to strike down Obama's health care law. And, of course, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue continues to defend it. How quickly will this be decided on? I'm thinking it's going to probably roll out in 2012 and probably in the summer. Because the next term, what happens is, with the upcoming term, it begins next week and it goes all the way through June. Now, how high do you think this is on their list? I don't think this is going to be tackled right away. Like I said, I think you're going to see this spring or June right before they break again. It's not going. I mean, this is landmark stuff. Think about it. Think about things that in the past that have been challenged, and think about challenges that have failed, and think about challenges that were successful. And think about how long they took, how drawn out they were, all the conversation leading up to it, right? So this one's going to play out for at least a couple of months before they even tackle it. I mean, they have the final word on the law's constitutionality. But with the financial implications for this thing, certainly for companies, the political implications and the legal implications, three big ones. This is not going to be on the front burner right away. Absolutely no way. Which way do you think the Supreme Court goes on this? Next, we're talking about numbers of a different sort. Da Buddha in the wings. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Nail the Score contest coming up in our third hour of America Tonight. Our supercomputer randomly picking the game of the week. Will it be the Cowboys and the Lions? Will it be perhaps the Chiefs and the Vikings? No, no chance. Both of those teams are dogs, 0-3. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And, of course, each and every week, we always welcome my pal Steve Budin. Buddha, the Buddha, to the show to add some insights and sprinkle us with hopefully some good things that we can use and take to the bank. He's so good at this. Week four in the NFL. Buddha man, what's up?
It's good to be here. 8-3 so far this football season.
Ooh.
I'm hoping to keep that streak alive and kicking.
Is the Lions-Cowboys game, is that an intriguing game to you?
It is, especially with the new developments of late. You know, Dallas Cowboys, obviously, under the new leadership of their new tough guy, Tony Romo. And you know what? We talked about it on the show now for a few weeks, you know, about him emerging as the leader and in this new tough guy position. You know, and I think it's the best thing that could have possibly happened for Dallas. The only problem is that, you know, Dallas is going to need to get things together in the red zone. They're not going to be able to score field goals and beat the Detroit Lions. Matt Stafford, a rock star, showed he's for real last week. You know, not just a front runner coming back from 20 points to beat Minnesota. You know, he's passed every single test, every single week. This for sure will be his toughest test. I think he'll pass the test. I like the Lions here getting a point.
Ooh,
and I happen to be
right
with the public because this game opened at 3 and now it's at 1. So, I mean, obviously, every Tom, Dick, and Joe agrees with me.
There you go. I like that. I'm going to steal that line from you next time I have to give a speech. Hey, I said the lousiest game, but not betting-wise necessarily. Do you think the Vikings finally, their numbers written in, you know, Minnesota by 2, can't we take this? Can't we play this against the Chiefs?
Well, both of these teams, the Vikings and the Chiefs, are obviously struggling. Both of these teams, in my opinion, and I think yours as well, are going nowhere. Yeah, but if you bet enough money on this game, for all intents and purposes, it might as well be the Super Bowl. Only one team comes out of this not winless anymore. And, you know, I look at this game and I say, don't be scared of the obvious. Sometimes simplicity is your best friend. We know Minnesota, they can play a half of football. That's been shown. The Chiefs, they can't play any football whatsoever. So, yeah, I would say minus the 1.5 points. You go with the Vikings here. The Chiefs, I really believe, have packed this season in. Coach Todd Haley, he's doing his dead man walking impersonation. And I don't think anybody, you know, cares about anything he's saying.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Hey, 49ers and the Eagles, everything that happened with Michael Vick in his hand, they're saying, oh, yes, he's 100%, whatever. But this is in Philadelphia territory after what happened last week. Yeah. Who do you like?
You
49ers,
there?
We're here. Can you hear us? Oh, we lost him, the Buddha man. We'll have to get him back on the line. Talking about the 49ers and the Eagles and, of course, Michael Vick with the bruised hand. What kind of a game is he going to have is what I look at when looking at this game. And the line on this is even. How interesting is that after the 49ers come off the win? They're 2-1. The Eagles are 1-2. Ooh, anyway, the supercomputer picks that game. Not so sure. Hopefully not, because I think with it even, I think that's a tough one to try to prognosticate and figure out when you're analyzing that which way to go.
Hey Kate, I'm back.
Buddha man, yeah, somebody knocked you off.
I don't know what happened, but I'm back.
I'm thinking it's what you did to Janet Reno in the past.
Could very well be.
All right, Eagles 49ers. This is a tough one. Even line. What do you think?
Yeah, I think, all the West Coast to East Coast conspiracies out there, forget it. San Francisco was in Cincy last week. They won. They stayed over for the week in Ohio just to prep for Philly. So San Francisco will be rested. They will be acclimated, but the problem is they won't be good enough to beat the Eagles. So this is a must-win for the Eagles early in the season. Michael Vick coming off the whole crying routine. I think he's got to step up now and play some football, and I think he will. I like the Eagles here over the Niners.
Ooh, okay. I agree with you. I like that, too. Texans and the Steelers. What's going on with the Steelers? Is Roethlisberger just laying down, or what's going on?
Well, obviously, he's not used to playing the first six games of the season. So, I mean, that's obviously having an effect on him. But, I mean, a lot of people are wondering if the Steelers are just flat out too old. I tell you, I don't know. I think the jury's still out on that one. I look at this total at around 45 points, and I say, hey, if Drew Brees can drop 40 points on the Houston Texans, so can Big Ben. I think this total goes way over. 45 points will come quickly. Let's go over 45 here and not worry about who wins.
Oh, there you go. This was just interesting to me because I like Atlanta, and I'm really rooting for Matt Ryan. But, wow, the Seahawks at home, both 1-2 teams. Atlanta's favored by 6. You got to think Seahawks are going to lose this one, right?
Well, we know the Seahawks stink, and we really know why. Why the Falcons have stunk on the road this year, I really can't tell you. But I look at this game, and I see one thing and one thing only, and that's Matty Ice versus Tavares Jackson. And come on, I can't bet Tavares Jackson. Not yet. Not now. So, yeah, I'm going to go with the Falcons minus the 4.5 here.
Ooh, okay, Falcons. Yeah, I like that one, too. Okay, how about this one? This is just an intriguing one to me. I don't even know if I would touch this line. Green Bay by 13. The Packers in Lambeau Field. What do you think?
Well, listen, Green Bay right now, to me, is the best team in the league. And 13 points is a lot of points. But to me, that says, hey, the odds makers are flat out begging you to take the points. And when the odds makers beg you to take the points, you always have to lay the points. So in this one, avoid the trap. Lay the 13 with Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers on fire. 8 touchdowns to 1 interception. I think, you know, when he's hot, you gotta roll with him. I think you bet Green Bay here and don't look back.
All right, the game that I really want to watch is the Patriots.
By the way, the Denver Broncos have a complete identity crisis right now.
They
don't know who they are.
They do. Well, switching quarterbacks, Orton, all that. Yeah, absolutely. Patriots and the Raiders. I want to watch this game. Not sure on the whole betting thing. New England by 5.
Well, if you remember last week, I told you to take the Patriots in the first half. I said they'd jump out to a big lead and then wind up blowing it in the end, which is exactly what happened. The last thing I would ever want to do is play Belichick after a loss. He's 11-5 versus the spread after a loss. I think the Raiders, obviously, much improved on offense and defense. In my opinion, they flat out bullied the Jets, exposed the Jets' offense as a complete fake at this point. But I think when it comes to Brady, that's not going to be the case. They're going to put up 40, 50 points here in New England, and I don't think Oakland can keep pace with that. So even though Run DMC is playing unbelievable, I think not enough for the Patriots. Patriots get the win here, -4.5. They cover 2.
All right. Jets and the Ravens. This game, I don't know, because you just talked about the Jets being exposed. And look at the Ravens. The left side of their offensive line is terrific. Baltimore's favored by 4.
Well, conventional wisdom here says the Ravens destroy the Jets. And as a Jet fan, I kind of feel like that's coming. But something inside of me also says that maybe, just maybe, the Jets are going to realize going into this game that if they don't turn on the offensive spigot, they're in trouble and their whole season is in jeopardy. It's great that Mark Sanchez has a high passing percentage and a lot of yards, but if they don't go down the field, they're not going to be able to win. And at the end of the day, not just to dog Mark Sanchez, without a significant running game, you cannot set up the pass. And I think the difference between Sanchez in the last 2 years and this year is over the past 2 years, they were a ground and pound team that heavily relied on the run, and that left the play action pass, there and open for Sanchez at any time. Now, without that run production, it's making it even harder for them to pass. People are just sitting on it, and he's doing the 5-yard dink and dunk, and that's not getting him anywhere but padded stats.
There you go. I like that. We have like 30 seconds left. Colts, Buccaneers. Come on, Bucks.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Buccaneers are a strange team. Obviously not a great home team. 10 points is a lot of points, but I think Indianapolis kind of had their game last week, and obviously they lost it, and that was a heartbreaker for them. They put in an unbelievable effort, especially on the defensive side. I look at 40.5 points here as way too many points. I think this game is going under. It's going to look more like a baseball score, 6-3, top of the third, something like that. So I would go under the 40-point total here.
Ooh, under. Okay, I like it. Steve Budin, PickNation.com. DeBuda, we'll see what your record is next week when we talk again.
Thank you so much, Kate.
Thank you. So he's having a good season so far, right? And are you having a good season? Are you having a good season with Nail the Score? That's coming up again in our third hour. Next, though, they say winning the lottery is like getting struck by lightning. I'm going to introduce you to someone who's won it 7 times. Seriously. Seriously.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione, The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play your music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand.
Welcome back to America Tonight, coast to coast, of course, all the nooks and crannies in between. One thing we all have in common is, wouldn't we love to win the lottery? They say you have a better chance.
Welcome
of
back to America Tonight. Hey, coming up on the show, I guess in our next segment, we're going to introduce you to Richard Lusting. He's somebody who's won the lottery. Would you believe it? He's won the lottery 7 times. Yes, 7 times. He's still waiting for the 8th time to be the charm, I guess, for him. But you won't believe the amounts that he's won, et cetera. And again, that's coming up in our next segment. We were gonna pass it on this one, but we'll pass on that and we'll come back around and let you hear Richard. It's interesting conversation because he caught me in the middle of a rainstorm. But yeah, do you believe it? Rain in Texas? Yeah, shocker, huh? I want to appeal to your sense again of who you think is going to win this election now if you had to vote. Because now that's what we're talking about, the straw poll. If you had to vote, who would you choose at this point? A lot of the emails are pouring in, as I already mentioned. And in fact, I'm going to let you hear one of them. This came in a short while ago from John, who says, Kate, I like Mr. Herman Cain far better than any of the other candidates. Great show tonight, as always, John. So a lot of Herman Cain fans, that momentum that he picked up, as much as I'm saying to Newt Gingrich he needs to boot himself out of there, I don't know, maybe I'm being premature about that. If you suddenly the sails start to swell up and you start to catch that wind. I don't know, maybe some of these people that are in the single digits as they pick up in the polls will stick around a little bit longer instead of just parachuting out. Because I just think I look at the money situation, I look at the traveling situation, and I look at being realistic. And when you decide that you're running for president of the United States, it takes a whole lot of bells and whistles and horses. I mean, all of you know that. You see the snippets of it on the news, right? If you get up, you watch your local news, and they show to the national news as what's going on. You see the buses, you see the stops, you see the tours, all of that stuff. And then, of course, the fundraisers that are huge behind the scenes. It takes a whole lot of money. What did they say? They believe that Obama, who is the incumbent, this guy's the incumbent, and I thought I misread it. And I checked on the number a couple of different times, one with one of his campaign people, but they're believing that it's going to take $1 billion. I mean, are they kidding with that? $1 billion. That's how much it costs when you're currently the president. And yes, your numbers have dropped somewhat, but that's how much it's going to cost to get reelected. Wow. $1 billion? So when you're somebody like Newt Gingrich or someone like John Huntsman, now listen, he's got deep pockets and he has friends that have deep pockets, but why do you stay in if you month after month see, and even though it's just a sampling, you see these polls and then you see the straw polls for what they're worth and you listen to what people are saying, and I think you got to get a sense that, geez, how do I overcome these obstacles? How do I push my name further up the top of the list? Although, judging by John's comments there about Herman Cain, and so many of you that also have written in and have called and you like Ron Paul, maybe you can just throw all that out the window. Maybe ultimately, it is about who the delegates are going to pick, but maybe it will be a long shot that comes around the final turn as we get closer to Tampa, who ends up getting the Republican nomination. Maybe I'm wrong about that. In, as I said, it's so tough to prognosticate, just like in football. If I'm sitting here crunching these numbers and I keep looking at the polls and I take the averages and I say, well, why would they even stay in it? I could be. Maybe I'm wrong about that. Maybe there is a chance that it's not the obvious choices that so many of you listening to America Tonight complain about and say you're being force-fed by what everybody's labeling the mainstream media. So perhaps, like I said, perhaps I'm wrong. And maybe that guy, remember Huckabee? Like, Huckabee was one of those guys to me. And remember how he was, came out on the stage with a guitar, and people liked him, and how he made it interesting, certainly. The people in South Carolina really embracing Huckabee. But in the end, it was McCain. In the end, all of a sudden, it was John McCain, at least in known quantity, not that Huckabee, who had been a former governor, not that people didn't know Huckabee's name, but how far was he going to ride on that train? I mean, he had some really inspired moments on stages, and he had some good press clippings and got a lot of attention. Of course, it led to him doing a show on Fox and doing some radio stuff and whatnot. But Huckabee didn't have all the horses either to push on to the end. So you got to always keep that in mind. I wanted to do a follow-up here, too, as well, because sometimes I feel like when we do the show, I say that we're at the crossroads of kind of everything, of what's happening, a snapshot in America, and I like it that way because I know that if you're like me, how much of an attention span do we all have? And we can pound politics to the ground, and we do, and we have plenty of different angles and plenty of different people on. However, there are other things that rattle us to our core, either making us furious at the way things are handled or making us concerned about the aspects of who we're letting into the country or lone wolf terrorists or that kind of stuff. So when you heard this thing about remote control planes, Tomas in Michigan said, you know what, he knew about that. When he worked for, I think he said the NSA, when he worked for the NSA, he knew that they knew that there was remote control plane possibilities. And we had heard little chatter about that before, but nothing that was so concrete like this, that there was an actual plot that could have been carried out against the Pentagon and the Capitol. And here it was, a 26-year-old physics graduate, a smart guy from Massachusetts, who liked the model plane thing. He was a hobbyist, a model plane hobbyist. And he built small, expensive and explosive-laden remote control drones to attack those targets. Rezwan Firdaus, who is a U.S.-born citizen of South Asian background, that's his background, was going to actually launch three small GPS-guided aircraft from the east, from East Potomac Park, the east side of that park, two against the Pentagon, one against the Capitol. The problem that he had is he trusted the wrong people, thank goodness, and he gave the information directly to the FBI. So, and he was trying to carry this out. He had the stuff, was putting it in a storage facility. He did surveillance back in May, and the plot would have been a new twist because he was going to use technology. It would have been unusual. He was going to use the technology, actually, that our government had used against suspected terrorists around the world. So he's flipping the script. And Firdaus had already gotten one of the remote-controlled model planes. It was a F-86 Sabre fighter jet, and that was one that he was definitely going to use. And he was planning to expand the attack to include an assault on both sites. So he must have been thinking he was going to be able to sway people, probably the FBI that he was talking to, with two three-man teams that would have automatic weapons. So it wasn't like, okay, I have this plan, well, let's use the GPS system and fly these model planes in and smash into the Pentagon, the Capitol people, whatever. He was also going to have, so he must have had enough contact with enough people, he was going to have assault guys ready to gun people down. So he figured he was going to get the help there. Boy, that's frightening, isn't it? To think about that they would have then just open fire. Oh, yeah, scary. So the good news is it did not happen. It didn't happen. And they can pick his brain. They've got the roadmap just in case somebody else wants to try that same form of attack mode. Now they kind of have they being the FBI, CIA, etc., Homeland Security have even a better idea because he really flushed it all out for them. Big story today in Florida, and one that you'll be very interested in as we kind of veer our way back to the politics of who will be elected if it's a Republican. Jeb Bush felt compelled after the way Perry got pounded on the tuition for illegal kids. He came forward and said he completely backs that plan. He agrees with what Rick Perry did, saying that, because there have been a lot of squabbles over that since then, and, you know, I don't agree with it, but Jeb Bush is saying that that's exactly what should have been done, and it was a smart move on his part to do that, that it's a fair policy. And that's interesting because there would have to be a real split in the Republican Party. I can't imagine that a lot of conservatives, a lot of Republicans agree with giving the tuition to children of illegal immigrants, you know, giving them the tuition breaks so that they can go to school and go to, you know, UT if it was Texas or wherever it was. You know, that they could get those breaks and then the other kids down the street didn't get them. I don't think it's a fair policy at all, but Jeb Bush is backing him. Hang with us, Lottery Man next.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
One thing we all have in common is wouldn't... Welcome back to America Tonight, coast to coast, and of course all those nooks and crannies in between. One thing we all have in common is wouldn't we love to win the lottery? They say you have a better chance of getting struck by lightning than winning the lottery. That's why I'm doing this interview in the middle of the first lightning storm in the state of Texas in probably 4 months. Hallelujah, there's rain. That's a good sign. I got to go buy a lottery ticket. And speaking of lottery tickets, Mega Millions is up to over $113 million. So who better to welcome back onto the show than Richard Lustig? He's the author and seven-time winner of the Florida Lottery Grand Prize. His book is just blowing all records all over the place. And you're learning, what you're doing is you're increasing your odds. You're learning how to increase your chances of winning the lottery. He's got all kinds of great tips. Hey, Richard, thanks for joining us again on America Tonight. I'm sure you've won the lottery since the last time I talked to you.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me back on your show again. And I haven't won number 8 yet, but it'll be coming up.
What do you tell people? I remember the last time you were on, you were telling me the key is, when you, especially with scratch-offs, pay attention, America, because you know you're going out there and you're buying the scratch-offs, especially with scratch-offs, that you should buy like 10 in a row, right?
Absolutely. In fact, you know, Kate, since I was on your show last, I don't know if you know or not, but I've been on the Rachel Ray Show, and
yes,
they put my scratch ticket method to the test on the show, and based on how many tickets they bought and whatever, I told them they'd have at least 12 winners, and they had 17 winners.
Wow. Isn't that tremendous? So it does work. Is that
absolutely.
Why is that? Is that because they're printing them off, and it's just kind of luck of the draw that's where they'll come mathematically?
Well, again, first of all, I one thing I say all the time is luck has nothing to do with this. People who rely on luck are fooling themselves. When you're buying scratch tickets, most people will take one of these, two of these, whatever, and you're basically just shooting like a shotgun all over the place. You're not going to hit the target. By buying 10 in a row, you're almost every single time you're going to get at least one winning ticket, most of the times two, and sometimes even three winning tickets when you buy 10 tickets in a row.
Yeah, I love it. Is it and you know, not just scratch-offs. I mean, I guess scratch-offs is the thing that we're talking about. Well, what about if you, like I mentioned that the Mega Millions was up to, I think, 113 million. It's in like 30-some states. Are scratch-offs better? Is there better chance odds of winning scratch-offs than just the straight-up lottery?
Well, you know, if you look at the scratch-off games on the various states and their lottery site websites, and they tell you what the odds are for various games, yes, it would lead you to believe that your odds are better at winning a scratch-off grand prize, but there are so many facets about it that people don't understand that actually it can be more difficult to hit a grand prize with a scratch ticket than it can with a numbers game like Mega Millions.
Yeah. Well, the lotteries that you won, do you remember? What was your biggest, well, of course you remember, what was your biggest hit of all the lotteries?
My biggest win was win number 5, and that was over $840,000.
Wow. Do you remember your reaction when you hit that?
Yeah, I called my wife, and she was shopping at Walmart, and I knew she was there, and I called her, and I said, what are you doing? She said, I'm shopping at Walmart. And I said, well, whatever you've got in the basket, leave it right there, get in your car, and come home. She says, what happened? I said, nothing. We just have to head to Tallahassee, which is the state where you go, in the city where you go in Florida to collect your big money.
Wow. And what do you advise people when they hit, like, an amount like that, that they should, you take the taxes right off the top?
Well, yeah, the state will take a certain percentage off of your winnings. If you win, like in Florida, if you win $5,000 or more, they take taxes out immediately, okay? But
yeah.
Depending on how much you win, when you get up in the hundreds of thousands or millions, in most cases, they don't take out enough taxes. And that's what people don't understand. They think, oh, I paid my taxes, the rest is all mine. But come April 15th, they get hit with a surprise that they owe more taxes.
Yeah. And I just want to let everyone know I have not gotten, excuse me, hit by lightning yet. Richard, give us some other tips from your book.
Well, one of the most important tips I tell people is set a budget. This is so, so, so important. People have a tendency to get crazy with playing lottery. They get the fever, and they spend more money than they can afford to spend. Don't spend grocery money. Don't spend rent money. Sit down, look at your finances, figure out what you can afford to spend, and that's the most important rule, is set a budget to stay within your budget. And if you buy my book and you follow my method and you start to win, your budget will automatically increase with your lottery winnings. But start out with a budget that you can afford to live with.
Where can everyone buy your book?
Through my website, which is winninglotterymethod.com. Winninglotterymethod.com. Mm-hmm. And I also just found out from my publisher that I am apparently now their number one best-selling author.
Wow. Congratulations. That's excellent.
Thank you.
Richard Lustig, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
You can hear by the interview that I was doing it after I'd come out of teaching a class, and boy, was it pouring. You heard that, you could hear that in the background. I wanted everybody to hear that, and there was lightning like I have never seen in my life. I mean, it was, that's why I couldn't get back to the studio. It was a lightning storm and an event for just a 20-minute period. You know, as much as so many people in this country have suffered through floods that we've seen in the middle of the country, and rivers that are swollen and overflowed, everything that happened with the Missouri River and the Mississippi River, and of course with the various tropical storm Irene, for example, and what happened there. Well, you cannot believe what it's like to be living in a drought. You see lightning and you're not afraid of it suddenly because you are just begging for raindrops. Only 20 minutes, that's it, but 20 minutes is better than nothing. I'm telling you, it's not Arizona and it's not California, but somewhere in between the great state of Texas, where many of you are listening to us, is like a dust bowl. It's so dry. People's front yards, you heard about those big fires that made huge news, and we talked about it and talked to some people who got hit by that. It was like the front yards and some of the areas where it's more open are like it's like the grass is hay. That's what it is. That's what I would describe it as. You just see hay. You don't see green anymore, and you always saw green, but that's what happens when you have day after day of 100-plus temperatures. Then it finally dips down, but then it jumps right back up again. And so anything for that precious rain, but it just wasn't enough. Hey, our bonehead move of the week has to be this, a story that I read about as far as copper theft is concerned. If anybody is in the home building business, you know what that can be like. Or if you're buying a house, there's always the concerns that somebody will go after the copper, you know. So there were six, seven men who had jobs. They seemed like anybody else out of St. Louis, until they were trying to figure out how could they make more money. They were stuck. They couldn't go on trips to Vegas. They couldn't get new cars that they wanted, like Lexuses and Mercedes and whatever. So they decided to take a chance and take part in a copper theft ring that was pretty elaborate. And they targeted East Alton, Illinois, an industrial plant that reported $7 million in missing copper over a three-year period. And what happened was, see, this is so stupid. Don't they watch mafia movies? It was so stupid. They started to take those big trips. They started to buy lots of cars and motorcycles and expensive lawnmowers and things that made them stand out in the community, that where's this money coming from? They were living way beyond their means. A lot of them were married men with kids. So they became copper thieves. They stripped away anything they could get. Gutters, air conditioning coils, plumbing and catalytic converters, anything made of copper that they could resell for, you know, $3 or more a pound to people who needed it, right? And they were doing it right in plain sight. They would just go right past the copper co-workers at the Olin brass plant that were throwing, you know, stuff in the trash, and they would take it, they would get it. And finally, they caught someone loading $40,000 worth of copper into a truck that was driven by somebody else, and they nailed them because they knew something was wrong, and they were able to follow them. And they think that they stole, I mean, overall, they stole millions, but just last year, $4.7 million worth of copper. Ooh, crime doesn't pay. Wonder how they're going to like it in prison. Got to think about that.